Hello, everyone.
This is Sue Broom, and I thought I'd do one more day. I don't know that I'm going to do the rest of the days with this. It takes me so long to even figure out which of these looks I want. Well, I guess I can take that out of my ear. So today is day 19. Do you believe it? Day 19 of Ladies Go Live. And thank you for all of you that were sending me love yesterday and energy and healing energy, because it was, wow, it was a pretty intense day for me. So I am feeling much better today. Thank you. So I can't see who, I can see somebody's watching, but I can't see who you are unless you say something. So if you want to say something, go ahead. So today's tip is affirmation. And I'm sure that you have heard about affirmations. Louise Hay was, she based so much of her life's work on affirmations. And I hear the chimes going off two rooms away. But one of them, even, you know, years ago when I was growing up, what you would hear is, I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. And people never equated that to being an affirmation. It really is an affirmation. So think about something that, hi Annie, how are you? Think about something in your life that is, you know, brings kind of an all-encompassing, like, I am well, I am safe, all is well. That was one of Louise Hay's big ones. Affirmations are always, it's those things that are spoken in the, as if it's happening now. I am happy. I am joyful. And I'll tell you, a good affirmation slash mantra to have is something really short and sweet. And all is well is one of those things. I am safe. I feel safe. Those are awesome. Hi, Ken. So those are things, just really quick affirmations that you can do right now. And even when you're, you know, when you're having one of those days where you find yourself going to maybe a negative in your mind, in what you're saying, it's like, stop, catch yourself, flip it around right away to say something in the positive that is going on right now. So that's my tip of the day. That's my tip of the day. And I'm shuffling the cards. Oop, look at that. These things are so crazy. So I'm going to just move it like this so I can. So when I get the card, these are from Blue Butterfly Inspirations. And, ooh, it's a new beginning card. And I got to do it this way. New beginnings. And I know it looks backwards because I'm doing this on my iPad again. I had too many windows open on my laptop, so I needed to do it on my iPad. New beginnings. Be brave and head into the brightness of your future with confidence, grace, and ease. Hi, Miss Bernadette. So be brave and head into the brightness of your future with confidence, grace, and ease. And this is number 15. New beginnings. And it's new beginnings. There's new beginnings all around us every single day. And even if you combine the affirmation with, I'm excited about the new beginnings that are going on in my life. Wow, how fun is that? As long as we're focusing on the new beginnings that are coming and not the things that are done with. Because whenever we have new beginnings, there are things that are ending. Yes. So I love how this, look at, it's like, These are quite fun. Clean the inside of my glasses. And sometimes that's how we have to look at the world, through rose-colored glasses. Through rose-colored glasses. Because then we will see the positive. We will see the new beginnings as exciting things. So hopefully you enjoy, you are enjoying my little quirky things. I know you get to see a different side of me. Hi, AJ. Hopefully you're enjoying them and you have a fabulous day with your new beginnings. And If you would be so kind as to share this in your feed, that would be awesome. I really appreciate that. And I'm going to be sharing it on many different places as well. So have a great day with your affirmation. All is well. Hi, Miss Rhonda. I'm doing so much better today. Thank you for asking. Hi, Miss Joellen. Yes, I'm doing so much better today, feeling so much better. And it was so funny. I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and all of a sudden I heard, and you know, roadrunners are so interesting. They have a very distinct noise that they make. And I've never seen a roadrunner in the backyard, so I have to look it up in animal speak to see what roadrunners are again. But someone in my backyard for the first time today, I think he was off and running. He ran through the backyard and then jumped on my neighbor's roof. So pretty cool. Anyway, have a great day, everyone. And angel blessings to you. This is Sue Broom, and I will be back tomorrow with another tip of the day and inspirational card.